Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 11 February 2020. So glad you're with us tonight. We have got a guest coming on in a minute. No stranger to you folks here. Listen to the Power Hour. You listen to the program, my program. You've heard Daniel Brinkman in the past. We'll bring him up in a few minutes. Before I do that, though, I've got some important announcements to make before I bring Daniel up, please. First off, I want to tell you that we'll have in church this weekend, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And I hope you'll join us. You can join us by if you go to our website, pastorbutch.com, get on live stream, and you can watch us there as we teach and bring out current events. And tomorrow night I'll give you the phone number to listen on too, and how to listen on the phone, but it's very important. I just don't know when the last time you may have heard a preacher do a teaching on the moral duty to be armed. That's what I started last time. We're going to finish up this time. The moral duty, not right. It's beyond rights, folks. It's a duty before God. I just proved that the last lesson. The moral duty to be armed. I will finish up the lesson. It's coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Hope you can join us for that. I really do. And don't forget, if you listen tonight on shortwave, it's called Melody Seastrom. Has covered the bill for shortwave on 6115. If you appreciate the broadcast, appreciate her and let her know it by calling her at 800-375-4188. Now, I'm going to make a quick announcement, too. We still have The Grand Design Exposed, a book by, I forget his last name, Daniel. My mind's going to break already. John Daniel. A book that, if you love this country and want to know how part of the reason why it's begun, you need this book to show you. Folks, it's $12.95 delivered. That's $12.95 delivered right to your front door. Regular price was $24.95. $12.95 delivered to your front door. If you want to see the truth behind this nation and understand that Washington, D.C. was built on a piece of land that was called Rome. I'm not making any of this up. This is all for real. $12.95 delivered. We now have REM sleep in stock. And the many all were crying for that when we were out of it. We have it back in stock again. REM sleep, it'll last from a month to 3 months, depending on how many you want to use. $27.95 delivered to your door. We have the flags, all four flags. The Christian flag, which every Christian should be flying somewhere on their property. We have the colonial flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, and the Christian Southern symbol, the Confederate flag, available. $15 a piece, couple dollars shipping. You buy all four of them, it's $13 a piece with couple dollars shipping for all four of them. But we have them here, folks, available. And everyone out there that calls himself a believer needs to have the Christian flag somewhere in their property. We have the little booklet about cremation and why it is not Christian. And I suggest highly that you get that before any of your friends do this to themselves. No, I'm not going to say it's going to send you to hell. I didn't say that. I said it's just not Christian. And we still have the book. We're getting the books in right now. I've got some today. Backyard Medicine. What a powerful book for everyone to have in this country. No matter where you live in this country, in this book, there's something in your backyard that you can use for medicine or for food. Full collar booklet, folks. Full collar. I advertised it for $19.95, but I messed up. The price was higher than I thought it was, so $24.95. That includes shipping. Backyard Medicine is a book that everyone would enjoy. Springtime's coming. You can go out the back on the back acre or two, your back lot or your backyard or on your farm. You'll find more things there than you can believe that you make for medicine. Really, you can. And food to feed your family. That is absolutely a positively natural and what our Creator gave us to eat. But Backyard Medicine available right now. And don't forget to write to us if you need a free case of food. Our guest tonight, Daniel Brigman, New Man of Foods, will tell you that the food's the best available, and I agree. I wouldn't say if I didn't believe it. But if you need a free case of food, folks, don't be ashamed to ask for it. Write to us and tell us why you need it. We'll never share your name on the radio. Nobody will know about it. And we offer the Berkey water filter. Totally free, no strings attached. If your water is bad, let us know. Write to us. We'll pick up the one that needs it the worst at the end of the month. We give it away on the last Thursday of the month. This month will be 27th. We want you to be blessed, all right? Please know that. And one more thing I want to tell you, then we'll get to our guest. Last night, if you listened to the program, you heard Dr. Ron Green on. Obviously, Dr. Green is having some problems, folks, and I'm not going to get into all the details. He's been a friend in this ministry for so long. He's been a brother in Christ. He's supported us. He's been with us. He's done his best to help us any way he can. Well, Dr. Ron is having some problems, I think, with dementia and some other things. And last night, you probably heard the program. He had problems. He couldn't even follow notes that his son gave him. So we're just having what to do to help him get through this and continue his ministry of healthy living through his products. So we'll go back with him later on. But pray for Dr. Ron, his wife, and his family in this situation. A better man never walked, as far as I'm concerned, this earth, than just natural man. Dr. Ron Green has been a good friend for a long time, so keep him and his family in your prayers, please. Now, after saying all that, we'll get to our guest now. Daniel Brigman is a man I've known for a few years now, back when Joyce Riley was running the Power Hour. I heard him on there, and of course, Joyce became sick and passed away. A great loss to a lot of people because of her stand and her trying to get the truth out. Joyce and I didn't see eye to eye on everything all the time, but I'm convinced her heart was in the right place. And she was trying to do things to help people any way she could. But Joyce has passed on, and Daniel Brigman took over the Power Hour. And I think he's doing a fantastic job. I really do. I think he's doing his best to keep the legacy going and spread the truth of God's Word and try to expose evil all around us. But Daniel Brigman, are you there?
I am here with bells on, Pastor Bud. So good to be with you.
It's good to have you, sir. It really is. It truly is. I'm just trying to explain to people how much I know you miss Joyce also. I knew Joyce for a lot of years. Her and Dave both spoke at several of our rallies we had here. We had seminars here, you know, with good turnouts. 400 or 500 people showed up at them, and they come and shared their time with us. And I miss Joyce. But I'm glad that you took over the Power Hour. I think you're doing a very fine job, and I know you're working hard at it. And, you know, Daniel, people don't realize that doing radio every day is not as easy as it seems, is it?
You know, you said a lot of things there. Let me start with something about Joyce. I think about Joyce often. Obviously, when I'm on the radio is when I think about it the most, and when there's questions come up or things, you know, I often wonder, you know, what would Joyce do? How would she handle this? Because for me, I have a lot different relationship with her than most people. You know, you got to know her. But for me, she was almost like, she was trying to teach me really quick how to handle as much situation as she could before she succumbed to her sickness. And so it was, you know, I could hear her voice. I could hear her, it's hard to describe. It's like surreal. And I hear her in commercials now. We still have commercials with her voice. I think I love to hear it. I think the listeners like it. I just like to, it's comforting for me. And, she meant so much to so many people and certainly to me. And I owe, most of my radio career I would say most of it certainly is credited to her. If she saw something in me that I really didn't see in myself, and I thank her, and I truly think often, obviously I feel like this is a mission from God, what we do, what you do, Pastor Butch, but I also feel it's a commitment I made to her to keep the Power Hour going, to help the listeners any way I can, and to keep this legacy of not only her legacy. She wasn't like that type of person. Not only her legacy, but just this legacy of this program and the pursuit of truth and the pursuit of doing the next right and honorable thing. It's not easy. I never thought it would. You don't know, when she says, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to take this? Because she tried a lot of people and what have you. And the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, kind of thing. Yeah, okay. Right. Yes, I do. But at the same time, you don't know what you're dealing with. I mean, then you get in that chair and forces, spiritual forces, all kind of forces, all everything, people around you. You have no idea the unseen and seen forces that come around you when you get involved in something like that. And to be frank with you, it's nothing short of miraculous that we were able to withstand everything that happened and withstand, everything at GCN and all that, and to be where we're at and actually thriving and growing again. It's miraculous.
Well, aren't you thankful that we're not the one in charge?
Yes.
That makes it a little better, doesn't
yes.
it? But next month will make me 27 years on the radio.
Wow.
And 27 years. And I've attempted to go off the air 3 times. Every time I went to close, every time I went to close the door, our father opened another door and said, no, you're going in this one. And that's why I'm here. And he's blessed us. We've picked up several new stations in the last couple of months, and I'm amazed they can use an old hillbilly like me and maybe bless somebody and edify the church and glorify him. But I'm here to serve just as you are, Daniel. And our jobs are to try to help people get through this maze of confusion and outright evil. We live in a country today that is so confused, Daniel, so evil. I mean evil. That there's a sodomite, a sodomite perverted individual that is one of the front runners for president of the United States. Now, Daniel, how sick is that?
I've been following these. I know who you're talking about. I call them, I originally called them 10KP because he only got about 10,000 votes when he ran for mayor of that small town.
Evansville, thank you.
Yeah, 10,000 votes, not even. That's all this guy has gotten, and now I call him 10 Penny Pete, 10 Cent Pete. That's about all he's worth. The amount of deceit. Let's put aside his sexual proclivities. Let's put that aside for a second. The deceit that comes off of him, the hypocrisy that comes off of him, is hard to bear. When you put all that with his, his lifestyle, what he represents, all this, It's not America. It's not.
No, it's not.
I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all.
It's not the America that I grew up in anyway. It's America today, but it's not the America I grew up in at all. And to put that example before your children and my grandchildren, I mean, my goodness, Daniel. I mean, our children and grandchildren are seeing this. I hate to even call him a man. I'll call him butt gag. In front of the people saying, I just can't get over that this is actually going on in our country. I grew up in a whole different country than what this is today.
Well, I'll complain a lot and I'll bring up things, but I also like to bring up, what is the alternative? What is the positive? The whole transgender movement, homosexual agenda, where it's been, they've pushed to accept it, gay marriage, whatever you want to call it. I didn't know we'd go here, but I'll go here. Give me a second. Let me explain something that I feel is important here, Pastor, if you would. The man and woman, this is why homosexuality, one of the reasons it's so abhorrent as a culture, if a culture accepts it. We believe in the Bible story. We're come down. We're given dominion. We're created. We're given the breath of life. the greatness of America, the greatness of it, is that it connects that breath of life, that dominion in our law. The Declaration of Independence respects that. We believe, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that we are endowed by our Creator. That there is no other country in the world that does that. None. There's no country in the world that does that, except the United States of America. That's the charter of our country. The Constitution itself, the Bill of Rights, all the corruption in that, and the secret societies and all that, all those things are all true. Well, the miracle about the Constitution is that Patrick Henry stood up and led a charge as a Virginia delegate, said, "We are having no part of this. I smell a rat. I'm leaving this convention." And then he later says, "I'm not having anything to do with this until I guarantee that there's going to be a Bill of Rights." So come hell or high water, so to speak, no fingers crossed. They don't count. These rights can't be violated. You do that, and then we'll be on board. And that's what came to America. The states wouldn't agree. So that's America's greatness, that right there, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. And then in that, the idea of creation, the consciousness and subconsciousness, greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. The male and female, when they come together, that's how God created them, and then life comes out of that, a society of life, a society of eternal progeny, posterity. All this comes within creation and the endowment of God that is in each one of us and manifests in man and woman. Okay, and those two dualities. When you upset that balance and that creation, you are upsetting the whole creation and the projection and the eternal nature of God's word and creation. If I take a corn seed that's a non-GMO, a real corn seed, I can plant it in the ground. I can get a stalk of corn. I can take one of the ears of corn and dry it, and next year I can have, you know, 30, 40, 50 seeds. I can do the same thing, year after year. I can go forever. And God's bounty multiplies. 1 + 1 does not equal 2 with God. 1 + 1 equals eternity. And so that's male and female, man and woman, the endowment of God, the dominion of God. So when you see these transgender agendas and you see the the push for this, to twist this and have something else, I am not here to tell people what to do or not do in their home. But then I'm also not here to let somebody else sit there and shove something so ungodly down our throats and make it acceptable, and to my children make it acceptable. Those are like three different things. And so I will not be guilted into accepting this agenda where life doesn't matter. Abortion comes into this. Late-term abortion, that's another reason I can't stand 10-cent Pete, 10K Pete, 10-penny Pete, where he stands on abortion. Everything about him screams death, screams this idea of the uprooting of the Bill of Rights, the uprooting of our dominion, the uprooting of who we really are. That's why I abhor him. I abhor what he stands for, and it's not about whether he does in his own bedroom. It's about everything else and everything that he does and everything that he stands for. He's hypocritical, he's deceitful, and death just drips off him. That's the way I see. So anyway, that's a long way to answer your question.
Very well put, and the sad part is a nation that tolerates evil is evil itself. And that's just all there's to it. As I've said many times, that silence is not golden, it's yellow. And I have very few pastors I hear anywhere in this country speak on this issue. None of them on the radio. And I don't know of any preacher I've ever heard before teach on the sacred duty to bear arms. I never heard that taught anywhere. I'm not saying it hasn't been. I haven't heard it. But as a people of the Almighty God, as a redeemed of Jesus Christ, our duty is not to wait for the rapture. Our duty is to get out into the battle. Speak up, stand up, don't compromise, don't back up. But Daniel, we've lost that. We've lost that. That's why I tell people, we call them God-given rights, but they're much more than that. They're duties before God. I mean, if you read Numbers chapter 1, you'll find that he names the day, the month, and the year that he told Israel, everyone 20 years and older, make sure you're armed. That's in your Bible, people. To protect your families and your tribes or your states or your nation. This was that was a a legal document that when you give it the day, the date, and the year, it's like getting notary public to see that as you sign it. This is your duty. I will bless you if you obey me. I will curse you if you don't. America's under a curse because we've disobeyed the laws of God. But we'll get back in something else because I'm going this forever. This is common sense scripture. But I know that you have developed the man of food. I know about the food because I've checked it out myself. I've eaten it. I've looked at it. I know about it. It's the best storable food bar none. But is it true that the military, the government is buying up storable foods, and is it getting harder to find?
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Yes. It's getting harder. The supply chains, the different things, it's getting... Let me put it this way. It's getting harder to find quality food, quality ingredients. Yes.
Okay, so whenever I say you need to order while you can, that's a good idea, right?
I hate selling on fear or trying to have fear. You know, we had this conversation one time, or I was talking to somebody earlier about this. It seems like the only thing that motivates people, some people, I shouldn't say all people because that's not true, the thing that motivates the mass of people is when they're faced with a crisis. And this virus situation has created a potential crisis. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunate, maybe it's fortunate, that it has forced people to make a decision. And the answer, we're running in and out of stock. Some of the things we back ordered, we're filling quick. I mean, we're moving quick. But yes, it's harder to get. If you needed some things you ordered, if they're really, I mean, if this thing ratchets it up virus-wise, whatever, and you needed it really quick, it would be impossible for me to deliver it to you. Let me make that clear. And we're not even to that point here, and it's already difficult to get it to you. So,
wow.
Yes.
Wow. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're 100% right.
You go ahead, Daniel. Go ahead.
Well, if your city, I don't know where you live, you know, wherever you live across America, if it was quarantined like China or if it was even close to something like that, it would be impossible for me to get it to you. Impossible.
Well, we do know that the military is building, I call them the detention centers, or detainment centers from some major airports. So I'm trying to find our way right here. 11 of them, yes, that people will be kept in quarantine. And the folks, these are going to be guarded by the military. Now, I'm not making this up. This is all for real right now. But I do a program on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Melody Cederstrom, her financial survival program at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern twice a week, and I enjoy that. And I'm sharing today that China makes most of the medicines that we buy here in America. Now, to me, that's insane to have your enemy make your medicine. I mean, maybe that's just wrong thinking on my part. But anyway, a lot of our medicine comes from China. If this virus continues...
I think it's 97% of the vaccines and 80% of the drugs.
Think about that. And if this would dry up because of the coronavirus, could prices soar here? Of course they could, people. And they probably will if this doesn't hurry up. I mean, Kia and the other car they manufacture in South Korea, Kia and Hyundai. Yes, their factories are closed down. They can't get parts. But our enemy produces our medicine. Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that intelligent? I mean, we are so smart. So this is where we're headed. America is ripe for judgment, and judgment has to come. Even if America's turned around, we have to reap what we've sown first. And it's going to be hard to get through this mess. I do believe that. But Daniel, I don't want to be a doom and gloomer. I just want to tell the people the truth, because if the house is on fire, I can't tell them to go back to sleep, you know, that everything's fine, because it's not fine. It's not fine. I am not frightened for myself. I'm 71 years old. And I thank God that I've lived long enough to see what's going on and be able to speak about it. Dying doesn't scare me. I faced it once already when I was shot in the gut with a 9mm, and I lived through it. Dying doesn't scare me. I've been around too long to be afraid of death. But I'm concerned for our children and our grandchildren. if someone doesn't help them understand what's happening, if someone doesn't help them prepare spiritually, mentally, and physically, then we failed. We failed our youth, have we not, if we don't do that?
Well, you just made the case for everybody listening to do everything they possibly can within their power to either get their children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren out of government school, out of public school.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, you just made the clearest argument that could possibly be made. Because everything, whether you realize it or not, everything about that school is designed at its end to manipulate the individual, manipulate the children, and to get them into some sort of socialist or programmable state where the inheritance of our founding fathers is non-existent, the groupthink, the giving over their dominion, and the amorality that we're seeing, it's all enforced and taught at those institutions. And if you don't realize that, you do not understand what is going on.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And I'm being kind. I'm not trying to make anybody angry. But I learned quickly.
I'm not.
I don't mean to be. But if I do, I can't help it. I mean, they crucified my Savior because they told the truth. If I get rocks thrown at me, it's no big deal. I won't be the first one. But I took my children, my three sons, out of public school when my old son was in second grade. I saw it going on that quickly and took them out of public school. Homeschooled and put them in a solid Christian school. And I don't regret it one bit. Not one bit. It cost money, sure it did. But I wasn't buying a boat. I wasn't buying a car. I was trying to raise three children, three young men in the fear of God and teach them His Word. So I would work three jobs sometimes to get that done. And I don't begrudge it. I'm so glad I was able to do that. But to put your child in a public school today, folks, I'm telling you this because I care. I say this out of pure love and respect to the point that you need to understand this. To put your children in the public hell holes we call school today, is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, disservice you can do to them in this country. They're taught about alternative sexual lifestyles. They're taught in kindergarten about transgenders and cross-dressers that come into schools and read to them. They're taught that we come from monkeys. We weren't created. They're taught that our founding fathers were racist, and that the heroes of the Southern cause, like Robert E. Lee, was a racist slave owner. That's a lie. He never owned any slaves. And nonetheless, we go on from there. They're taught all the falsehoods that you would think that you would not want them to know. I would like to think that you don't want to know that. But they're taught the opposite, that you're trying to teach them at home. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't have sex before marriage. They're taught all that in the opposite way. And their peers, my friends, their peers' influence will far outweigh yours before it's over. I promise you that.
That last thing you just said, and again, I'm not, parents take it for however they want, and everybody's situation is different. Everybody has to make their own decisions for the family. But if you're sitting there at home and you're disregarding what Pastor just said, you're doing it at your own peril. And if you think that you have more influence than the school, go to the mirror and go slap yourself and then think again, please.
There you go.
You can't overcome it.
Well, we'll take a phone call next half hour at 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we were talking during the break about some things, and I enjoy talking to Daniel. He and I think a lot alike. I mean, we do. All we are trying to do is try to help people understand the truth. And, folks, I say this as a pastor and as a friend and a brother in Christ. I hope that you understand what I'm saying, because without Christ, without His Word to guide us, we don't have a chance. I don't care what else we have. Without His Word, we don't. All these things that we see coming forth as our founders brought forth were based upon the ideas of morality and righteousness. We were told by our founders that this our Constitution cannot govern anyone but a righteous people. And Washington said the Bible was a foundation, and so did I think Jackson said it also. The Bible is a foundation of this nation. So when I do teachings at Bible study, Daniel, I do pray about what the Lord wants me to teach. I can't, you know, I've written a few books. I've written 5 so far. I'm working on another one. I can't write until I'm told what to write. I know it sounds silly, but I just can't get on and start writing. I got to wait till the Spirit says do this. So I pray about the lessons I teach. And this lesson come up, I started on it, and I put it together, and I started teaching last Wednesday before last, the moral duty to be armed. Now, that is in the Bible. That is not my point. That is not, I mean, that is not something I made up. It's a duty from the Scriptures to arm ourselves. And people say, well, now, can't God take care of us? Is He not big enough to protect us? Yeah, He is. But He gave us duties. Christ Himself could go out and evangelize the whole world. But He said in Matthew 28, we're to go out and disciple the world. That's our job. That's our duty as His servants, to obey Him. He can do all these things for us, but He expects us to do our part also. And as I get further into the lesson, Daniel, I covered last week about what gun control has done to many nations in this world. 220 men or so have been slain because of guns taken from them around this world in the last several years. 220 men, I mean, two-thirds of the population of this country was slain by gun control. You would think after a while people would figure this out and think, well, we can't have it any longer, we can't let it happen here, but they haven't figured it out yet. And certainly states like Virginia that ignored the gun rally down there, that I had 3 of my church members go down and see what happened there. They totally ignored the people there that were fully armed and body armor and everything. Ignored them. Passing laws anyway. Arizona's passing a huge, huge gun confiscation. And I'm kind of proud of West Virginia, Daniel, because our governor and Jerry Falwell's son was on Fox News here weeks ago telling the people of Virginia, hey, If you want to come join us, you just get it together in your county. You secede, come over to our state, and we'll protect your Second Amendment rights. I was proud that the governor of this state said that. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hey, what I meant to ask, you brought up about you and some people went to that rally. What were their experiences of that? Because mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of different things. What was
yes.
their perspective?
Well, I'll tell you, during the next break, and go off the air, I'm going to give you Phil Hudock's number. He's my producer of the DVDs, everything. He's my reporter, so to speak. He and my brother and two other church members went down to the rally in Richmond. He could tell you better than what I could. But he said it was like a big picnic with everybody armed. Everyone was laughing and talking and enjoying themselves. Really. He said the cops were talking to the people there. They weren't frightened. They were all joking together and laughing. The cops, I'm pretty sure, felt safer there than anywhere else, at least from the gun rights people. There may have been an anti-fire there or something caused trouble. One arrest was maybe because some dude came in there. I don't know what it was all about. Phil can tell you that. But there was a female reporter there from France reporting on this. But I'll give you Phil's number and you can talk to him. But my brother was there, like I said. There was unbelievably friendly people. Everyone was talking, you know, just getting to know each other better. Daniel, was a statement made by peaceful people. A big statement made, please don't bother us. But Governor Blackface and his minions are walking all over what they said they don't want. They're walking over all the top of it. Maybe this is good. I don't want to see a civil war, but if these people don't back down, this is what's going to happen. We went so far now, we let them slaughter 70 million babies. We can't go any further down this road. If they disarm us, we're finished completely. There's no other way around it. But I just said, you know, in Numbers, God Almighty himself confirmed and made up the first militia known in history. Numbers chapter 1, the war book. Nehemiah chapter 4. Going back to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. They found out the enemy's going to try to destroy him. And Nehemiah said, I want you to carry a tool in one hand, a sword in the other, a weapon in the other. I want you to stand on the walls ready to fight. I don't want you to take clothes off, he said, except to worship. You stay dressed and ready to fight at all times. This is in your Bible. In Psalms 144, David said, you teach my hands to war. God does expect us to be doormats. Christ was not a wimpy, limp-wristed little sissy. I mean, the man took his time to plait a whip and whip the money changers out of the temple, threw their tables over, and drove them out of the temple, whipping across the back with a whip. This is not a pacifist that does that. I don't know where these pastors get this idea. And Christ himself said in Matthew 10, he said, I didn't come to bring peace, I come to bring a sword. I come
where
to cause trouble.
Where did they get that idea? Where do they get that idea, pastor? This pacifist idea? I mean, you're a pastor.
Probably from the... But probably, I don't know, probably from the cemeteries they attend. I mean, seminaries they attend. I have no idea. I never went to seminary. I don't know where to get it from, but it's inbred in. The Christ was always gentle, always kind. He was always righteous. There's a difference. And meekness is not weakness. Meekness is a quality of one of the fruit of the Spirit. But it is not weakness. Christ was meek, but he wasn't weak. I think I'm very meek. I don't seek trouble. But I will not back up when I'm confronted. I can't. I would not deny my Savior before men because I'm afraid they may not like me. I just won't do it.
What is it about guns? You know, there's so many issues. The babies. We're killing babies. Now they're talking about late-term abortions and all this. And, you know, there's movement, but a little bit of movement. They want to force vaccinations, and there's some movement there. But when it comes to guns, that seems like the issue that actually gets men off the couch.
Well, you know, I want to just share with you from my heart, like I always try to do. We should have got off the couch back in 1973. I do believe that our God would have blessed this nation richly if we were stood up for the unborn. But we didn't do it. All we murmured and we complained, had some rallies, but nobody stood up and said, "Well, no, listen. We were given by the Second Amendment. We'll say the right to keep and bear arms, and it wasn't for duck hunting. It was protecting ourselves and innocent people. God in His Word told us the same thing in Psalms 24:11-12. It says, if you don't do it, I'll judge you for it. That's in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. if we stood up then, maybe we would, that all, a lot of this stuff wouldn't have happened. I do believe that with all my heart. If we would have obeyed him then, we wouldn't be in this mess. But now the guns are our last vestige. We've lost more or less our spiritual defense in the churches. Our last defense is a physical defense. It's guns.
Well, 1961, too, you know, my grandmother told the story. It was 60 or 61, or what, I don't remember. She was lived in New Jersey, and they said the Lord's Prayer in school. My uncle and mother, they said the Lord's Prayer. And there was a note sent home that there were some Jewish students in the school, and they didn't want the Lord's Prayer said, so they're going to stop doing the prayer. Well, my grandmother got some blasted, man. She called the school. She wanted to know, well, who is that? I know a lot of the Jewish people. I'll talk to them. Let's see if we can work out. And, you know, they probably lied to her. They probably all made up. Who knows? But they wouldn't tell her. And she went around to the Jewish family. What was it, you? Did you say something? You know, and none of them said they said anything. But, you know, at that moment, I've often thought, I don't know if this is a... I often thought, how many fathers would it have taken in 1961 to take their children to school that day with a shotgun and said, oh, my children are going to pray today, and if you don't like it, you can do something about it. But you try to stop me, we're going to pray.
Exactly. Oh, that would have been wonderful. I know when I went to school, of course, I'm a lot older than you are. I went to school. How old is your grandmother, by the way?
She was born in the 20s, so she's
okay.
She's dead now.
Okay, I was born in 48. But we went to school. We had prayer every day. We had our teacher read to us Christian stories every day. And one guy named Steve Slaniger, a little short dude, was probably in the fourth or fifth grade, brought his dad's M1 Garand to school from World War II for show and tell. The gun was bigger than he was. But he brought it in and showed to school. I carried a gun to school with me. I carried a gun to school in grade school. Carried it in my hand all the way down the road, about a half mile of school. We put it in the principal's office. And with a change of clothes after school, we'd go hunting. On a school bus in high school, in Tigers Valley High School, Mill Creek, West Virginia, we put a gun on the bus to go deer hunting after school. That's what we done. I remember one time going to school, and it's during deer season, a big buck crossed the road in front of the school bus, and the bus driver said, "Now, you boys leave your guns alone." I can just see windows going down and guns going out. But anyway, you know, it's just the way it was. But it's been taken from us gradually, in gradual steps.
Well, we gave it away.
We surrendered it. Let's go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, come on and talk to us.
Oh, wow. Hello, Pastor.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello. Come on in.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can't you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Pastor,
come on in. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for this broadcast tonight.
You're welcome.
I want to take advantage of Daniel being there, because I was looking into Numana's products today. And it's okay for me to ask a couple of questions, Daniel?
Of course, absolutely.
Sure. I'll answer the best way I can.
I'm interested in one that two person quail pack and a Omega. What's availability if I order tomorrow? Do you think? A general.
If I get your number off air, let me get your number off air, or Pastor can get it, and then I can call you and let you know. I know the major things, we do have good supply. That we may be short of something like milk, but I know that we're also running those soon too. So we're not that behind. Major things, family packs, vendor packs, you know, that kind of stuff, we have availability right now.
Kevin, give your number to Todd, our producer here tonight. When you get ready to hang up, don't hang up till Todd gets your number, okay?
Sure thing. A couple more questions.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask the phone number you were saying to call and get a discount through Pastor Butch. Is that right?
So, sure, absolutely. I'll call you, and I'll make sure that you're taken care of. Yeah.
The size of servings, are those like half-cup serving?
Full cup.
Full cup? Oh,
yes.
Okay. And there's shipping too, right? So all that.
The discount, we can knock the shipping. Let me tell you something about shipping. So I don't know if people understand this. just recently, all the major carriers, you know, they've colluded. I mean, let's just be honest. They all raised their prices at the same time, and it's significant. And food storage is one of the hardest hit because it weighs so much, and they've gone crazy on these prices. So shipping is a big deal. And so we can get you a real good discount on the shipping being on Pastor Butch's show.
That is very significant. I ship a lot through all my businesses. And I'm so glad to hear you tonight because I even left a message at the company earlier today, and I've been reviewing them. What a coincidence. But it's not a coincidence. And Pastor Butch and Daniel, on a general view of what's coming up, and I think I heard you say all the things I want to hear said and more. And I look at the montage or collage of all the events that happened in the election year in 2016, all the attacks on Trump people. I've seen one or two things put together about all the events with violence. It's ugly for 2016. What they are preparing for this year, what they're working up their people for. I'm not trying to be fatalist. You know it, Daniel and Pastor Butch. This is fact.
Yes, it is.
It's fact. And so what we'll encounter this year because of the election, et cetera.
Amen.
It doesn't
I agree.
Look good.
I agree.
Right, Daniel? Yeah.
I agree with you completely. I hope that people, and sometimes I'm not aggressive enough promoting it, to be honest, but now, let me put it this way. Now's a really good time to get prepared as much as you can. Let me just put it that way.
Amen.
That's right.
Anything else, Kevin?
No, but all the events are terminating, and it's 2020. And there's so many I could comment on, Pastor Butch and Daniel. I really like to hear you discuss it and other people. I haven't called you for a long time. The shortwave signal doesn't come in that good.
You listen online if you have a computer. Listen online. Now, tomorrow night, by the way, is going to be open line. Not for a long time, but tomorrow night, folks, tomorrow it's going to be open line.
What did he say he wanted to comment? I didn't understand.
On a bunch of different things he wanted to comment about, but we don't have time.
Is he there? Are you still there, Kevin?
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Make sure that you give Todd your phone number. And Todd, if you could, you know, I'll get that from you. Make sure you give Todd your phone number. I'm not sure Todd is listening to us.
Okay, I'll do that. And I bought your Defender back a couple years ago. As soon as you brought it out, that package with the seasonal, I bought your first ones out the door.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you, Kevin.
God bless you too,
Kevin.
God bless you,
sir.
Give Todd your phone number. He will. And folks, as I was saying, tomorrow night will be open line. I haven't done it for a long time, and we only have two phone lines coming in now, but we'll get them both filled up tomorrow night. Open line Wednesday tomorrow night. For any comments you want, anything you want to talk about at all, any questions, comments you want to share, testimonies, tomorrow night will be your program. And if you don't use it, that's not my fault. I can talk for an hour easily, but I'd rather hear from you. If you want to call tonight, you can. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And folks, this lesson I'm doing on the moral duty to be armed will be finished next week. For donation of $10.50, you can get it. The CD will be, I think, 4 hours long. That's not all in the lesson. There's a couple hours in current events there also. Our DVDs, $12.50, if you want them. And I like give them away, but I can't afford to do that. I got to pay the postage. Postage keeps going up and up and up and up and up. So anyway, it'll be available next week if you want a copy of that. You can call us Thursday and get it. Go ahead, Daniel.
I'd like to tell everybody about our website, Numana.com.
Yes, please.
Numana.com. Numana. Nancy Umbrella Mary Apple. Nancy Apple. .com is the website. And you can call 888-597-0775. And online, if you go to checkout, put in the code PASTOR, and you'll get a discount right there for using PASTOR for hearing about it on Pastor Butch's show. And Kevin, if you're still listening, make sure you give Todd my number or, you know, get a hold of me at the Power Hour or whatever. You can call in there. And I'll call you direct, and I'll take care of you and go over. I'll tell you exactly what we have in stock. But most of the major things, the biggest sellers, we got pretty good supply, and we're moving it pretty good right now. So there you go.
All right, folks, I want to tell you that Daniel is now a sponsor of our ministry. He's helping keep us on the radio. And I'm proud to have
proud
him.
To do
I really
it.
Am.
Proud,
I'm proud to
proud
have him.
To do it. We're proud to be involved.
Numana.com, folks, Numana.com. You need to call and talk to him at 888-597-0775. You need to ask questions, comments. And now, they don't only have food. They have many supplements and products that you should have. They really do. Check it out, Numana.com. Check out the website. Todd, we're going to take another call from Arizona. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hello, Butch, Daniel.
Hello, Gary.
Hi.
Hey, I would like to talk just for a second about men. You know, the shape the country is in, men won't defend themselves and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. You were just discussing that a little bit ago.
Right.
And I went to a prayer breakfast a week ago. They had 39 men there. And I went in there, you know, trying to get people to come out on the streets with me to try to save babies by showing the pictures of aborted babies and also the pictures of mothers kissing their baby. So I show both sides of the spectrum there. And so there was 39 people there. I showed them some of the pictures. I had told them we needed their help to change people's minds about what people call abortion, which is really the dismembering of a little bit of human being. So they all sat there and listened, and I set up the same day, the exact same day, on a Saturday, 3 hours later, and you know how many showed up?
One.
From none to zero.
None.
That's what I figured.
Oh.
None.
I was too optimistic. I was giving them, I was giving somebody the benefit of the doubt here.
Say that again, Daniel. I can hardly hear you.
I said one. I didn't say none. I said one. So I was being optimistic. So apparently I was wrong.
Oh, yeah, you was being very optimistic. Like Butch knows me. He knows I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I started out with three people, and now I got five.
Gary, would you do this? Gary, when you do this, what are people's responses as you go by? Where do you stand up? That kind of thing. I love that you do this. What happens when you do it?
Well, I set up. I got 18 signs that I put by the Chamber of Commerce there, and I did that for a purpose because there's a public bathroom there, and there's also a park there, so people will pull into the parking lot. And for the biggest part, people will go by. And they might look and they might hit the horn and go thumbs up. And a lot of people go by and they give me the one finger salute, that's what I like to call it. And cuss at me and carry on. But, sometimes I do get people who will stop and talk with me, but not very often. But my mission is to show the people now we got three little towns here is to show them what the ugly face of abortion. So by the time I get done, there's not going to be nobody here that does not know what abortion truly is. And I like to talk to people when I say, if you walk into church and you got a Bible in your hand, does anybody cuss at you or carry on? And they all say no. I said, well, they come by mine, and all I do is open the book and show them what's in the book, and they just go bananas, call me all types of terrible names, threaten me, and... But we stand, you know, God's with us.
Hey, Gary, that's your fault because you're outside the four walls. You can't have that outside the four walls now. Don't you know that?
Well, I know that. But see, it goes to show you what people will say, well, you know, abortion's murder. That's just terrible. And I'll tell them, I say, hey, look, there's a woman that's going to throw her baby. You know, in front of a traffic on a busy highway at 4 o'clock. Now, what are you going to do? Sit there and say, well, that's terrible. We would never do that. No, you go and stop her. See, nobody wants to come out. I don't want to preach a sermon here, but Jesus taught in the synagogue every Sabbath day, but his disciples were made on the other six.
Hey, Gary. Gary, let me ask you a couple questions. One, do you think the attitude about abortion is changing in America? Do you think it's starting to change? And two, what would be your idea or plan to stop this? Obviously, you're doing something, and it is effective, but do you have a bigger plan or bigger idea?
Well, as long as I can go out there and show people what it really is, I might change people. People might change their mind just by seeing my sign. I pray that they do. But for most people like me who do this kind of thing, they will never really know. Now, the home group that I'm with in Ohio, which is createdequal.org, you might want to look up that website.
Say it again.
They set up a college.
Createdequal.org. Createdequal.org. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes, you know, people will come down and talk with me and support the home groups. And I go to different churches here, and some churches do let me speak to this issue, and they do support me. But I don't keep money. I told Butch a long time I don't keep the money. I send it to the home office in Ohio. But it helps them to go out. They got this big giant TV sets called Jumbotron, and they show live abortions at colleges. So it's turning people's hearts. People are actually seeing what abortion really is. Instead of just I'm pro-life and I'm pro-choice, which is a bunch of nonsense. You know,
absolutely.
Unless somebody else get on, you know, there might be somebody else. God bless you, Daniel, and I thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I love you.
Thank you, Gary. God bless, buddy.
Sometimes people need a dose of reality. They need to see reality. To talk about it and it's just a clean cut operation. No blood, no nothing. It's just a blob of tissue. They need to see the baby pulling apart a piece at a time. They need to hear the comments. I mean, they need to see that. They need to hear the doctors talking among themselves and joking about it. I've seen that also. It's pathetic. It's sick. It's beyond words. We condone that, not you and I, but the nation condoned it now for almost 50 years. Go ahead.
Yeah. And if you give Daniel my phone number, if you possibly could, if you give me a call sometime tomorrow, I appreciate it. I'd like to talk to him.
Okay.
Gary,
give it to Todd. Don't hang up, Gary. Give it to Todd, okay?
Okay.
Give it to Todd. Just hang on. When you get ready, you'll pick it up. And thanks for the call, Gary. We're down about the last 2 minutes,
Gary.
Daniel. We're down the last 2 minutes. I'm going to let you kind of wrap it up. What do you want to say?
I'd want to say what a pleasure it's been to be with you. And at this time, unity and conviction is going to win. And that doesn't matter if you're talking about the bad side, the good side, whatever. That's what's winning right now, unity and conviction. And it's a pleasure to be with people such as yourself, Pastor, who have both. And your listeners, obviously, they have felt something in their heart, and they're convicted about it, and they're living that out. And my hat's off. I applaud everybody, I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. And check us out over at thepowerhour.com and themanna.com. God bless you, everybody.
God bless you, Daniel. Thank you. And folks, don't forget, tomorrow night will be Open Line Wednesday tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will be your broadcast to speak your mind. We'll see you there tonight.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.